I am not one of the theater kid podcasters. There's a lot of them. Pretty much everyone I work with is a theater kid. I'm not one of those. I never did it. I was too busy being cool in high school.
I know. Me too, man.
And by the time this episode comes out, it should be good morning, everybody. Welcome to In and Out of Character, a role players podcast where I, your host, Mr. Island, talk to a new role player every week. Today, I'm talking to Cap. They are a part of the Shrimp and Crits podcast. We talk about how they got their name and, you know, secrets and lore. And I get to talk about Dredge roleplay, which I don't know anybody out there who knows this, but I'm a big fan of Dredge. Before we get into the conversation with Cap, though, I have a few things I have to touch base with everybody else there who listens. So first off, I can only do 2 episodes a week. I am sorry. I wanted to do 3. And maybe I'll get to do 3 down the road once I can get enough support to hire an editor. But 2 seems to be like the max I can do editing wise right now. So, good news. On Monday and Wednesdays, we get an episode. And if I can get an editor, I would love to start doing on Fridays as well. So if you want to support me right now, you can come and join my Discord or you can go out to the social medias, which is something I'm working hard on right now. Social medias is not a thing I'm really good at. I hate social media. I don't like the doom and gloom that comes with them. But I understand that I need to start doing them so I can get my podcast and everybody who comes on the show out there a little bit more. Because I do want everyone to understand what I'm doing when it comes to roleplay. One more thing before we get into the conversation. I got to go onto another podcast. I will let you guys know, again, on social media or in the Discord, when that comes out. But it was a lot of fun, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And one more thing. Sorry, last thing. I talked briefly about this in the last episode, but I didn't really go into details. I'm only going to be doing 2 promos per episode. So if I have a guest on from another podcast, I will throw their promo at the beginning of the conversation. But I could also have another promo in the middle. And I will give you a heads up when it's happening. So with that said, let's go ahead and play the Shrimp and Crits promo, and then we'll get into the conversation. Thank you so much for listening.
Gather round, everybody. Some stories are just best told around the warmth of a campfire. This one's about the Skyway Men and how these 3 knuckleheads changed our cursed world's fate forever. It's a story about knights, old folk songs, and, if I tell it right, it's mostly about love.
Shrimp and Crits Dania is the 2nd season of our actual play podcast with a southern twist. Join the Skyway Men. Sell, Cord, and Gree on an adventure to find lost loved ones.
I know the big lug's out there, or somewhere.
Are you worried?
Nah.
Unravel the mysteries of the stars.
There's just so much nothing out there, and, well, I wanted to see a little bit of something.
And to discover purpose beyond our birthrights.
I don't want to be a builder. I want to see the world.
Shrimp and Crits Dania is an actual play podcast with a southern twist. And it's streaming everywhere, bi-weekly on Mondays.
Do you prefer Island?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go by Island. Oh, yeah. Go figure. Okay, so since you and I were talking about Fields of Mystria, do you know the first character you see and how their name is spelled E-I-L-A-N-D?
Yeah.
That's my last name.
Whoa. That's wild. Were you like, does this thing know? Did this thing see my ID? What's going on?
It tripped me out so bad because, like, my friends were like, hey, you should play this game. And the thing is, like, they didn't know my last name was spelt differently. They're just like, you should play this game. You like farming games? And I was like, yeah. So I turned it on, and then the main character's name was Island. And I was like, is that who I'm playing? Is it reading my computer? Is it using my username? What's going on?
That's wild. That is such a coincidence. Wow. Yeah, that game's incredible. I'm loving it.
I fucking love it. It's so much fun. I'm like on year 2, and I'm on year 2. I just started summer. I have more gold than I know what to do with, or whatever it's called in this game, Terrace monies. And I'm just slowly going through making my farm the way I want it to be. And I am looking at my screen right now because it's still on my computer.
I am fortunate enough to be a Steam Deck owner, and Fields of Mystery on the Steam Deck is it's sublime in bed.
Dude, Steam Deck is so freaking great. I know this has nothing to do with role-playing, and this will probably make it into the episode.
Yeah, I'm sure this is cutting room floor, but yeah.
But I love my Steam Deck so much because as much as I enjoy playing at my computer, right, I don't want to be at my computer all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten to that point in my life where I'm just like, man, I don't want to stare at screens all day. So I am happy to take my Steam Deck and just like go out to the park with my son or something, let him play and get into trouble while I watch him and relax. Yeah. Cap, feel free to introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cap. You can find me on the Shrimp and Crits Actual Play podcast, as well as probably all your other favorite actual play podcasts. I like to get my voice around places, including here with you, Island.
Welcome. I'm happy to have you. And I've listened to Shrimp and Chris before. Like, I listened to you guys way before I met Nate. You know who Nate is, right?
I do know who Nate is, yes.
Yeah, Nate from the Nameless Monsters podcast. I think I had heard about Shrimp and Chris before I asked them to interview or asked them to have a sit-down conversation with me. And I hear Shrimp and Crits a lot because I listen to a lot of podcasts. So what I'm trying to say is it's working. I know a lot. Well, I can't say I know a lot about your group, but I know of your group for sure.
We got a good name. I'm not going to lie. I went on all the social medias like in 2018, 2016, because I had this name Shrimp and Crits in my head. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm securing it on every platform because it's just good. And then Ian came to me with this podcast idea, and I was like, name's covered. I got us.
So you didn't even know he was going to be doing a role play podcast until...
No, not at all. I was like, I had an Instagram, and I was posting like pictures of terrain when we were playing D&D in like a basement. You know, I was just keeping it going with nonsense, and then I wiped it all, and we did the podcast.
Oh, man, that is one of those moments where you're just like, yeah, I'm going to do this just to be safe. Like, I feel I need to.
Yeah, exactly. It called to me.
That's a smart idea. But that was 2018. So when did your friend come to you and see, like, a role-playing podcast?
Probably, like, 6 months before the pandemic, which was, like, great timing, not for the world, but to start on making a podcast, not waiting a few months into the pandemic to make a podcast. But Ian, who I grew up and went to high school with, he had moved away after high school, is very good friends with Ryan, also on the show. And he came to Ryan with this idea to make, you know, an actual play podcast. They obviously listened to like the Adventure Zone and things like that. And then Ryan was like, I know exactly who we need to get for this, and then contacted me, and I was like, I am so into that. That is perfect.
How did you...
The rest is history.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. How did you get into role-playing, out of curiosity?
Got into TTRPG. What's up?
Hold on. No, before you answer that question, a lot of people hear that question, especially coming from the tabletop role-playing universe.
Yeah.
And they say, and they, what they think I said is, what's the first time you did tabletop? No, what is the first time you got into role-playing in general?
Okay, I got you here. I am not one of the theater kid podcasters. There's a lot of them. Pretty much everyone I work with is a theater kid. I'm not one of those. I never did it. I was too busy being cool in high school. I'm just kidding.
I know, me too, man.
I wish I did theater. I wish I did theater. It would really help.
You guys can't see it, but I am actually dabbing right now. I also wish I was a theater kid. I really did.
It would have been so much easier if I had just been a theater kid.
I used to love skateboarding and stuff like that. And I had a friend who was like, wow, that's really cool. And I thought to myself, I was like, I wish I was doing theater, though.
Yeah. I started when the internet still made dial-up noises, going in, like, this is going to sound inappropriate, it's not, like, roleplay forums. I remember specifically, they were all text-based, so you would just, like, post what your character was doing, you know, and then the next person would post, and so on and so on. And there was one that I'm pretty sure was like superheroes, and I played like a Batman ripoff called Nighthawk or something like that. And then one, this like is burned into my memory as being so cringe, was like a Halo Combat Evolved universe role player, and I was a Jackal of the Covenant, which are like the sniper aliens. Yeah. And that was just like, that's what got me really into it. Growing up, I made home movies with my friends that would be like, you know, supervillain's gonna take over the world, someone has to stop him, and we just like run around the house filming fight scenes and stuff like that. And that's really what got me into playing roles and things like that. I played the supervillain in those movies, and it was a lot of fun. And then 2014-ish, I got invited to a D&D game again by Ryan, and that just really opened me up to it. Pretty much 2 months after our D&D game started, my first ever game, the DM quit, and we didn't know what to do. And I was like, I'm going to DM, I guess, even though I've never played this game before. And I started DMing, and that like really, really fueled the fire.
And now you're stuck as the forever DM.
Luckily, I'm not the DM of our main show. I do like little mini series and stuff. I don't know if I've got it in me to do a full series on a narrative podcast. That's like, whew, that makes me nervous.
I know. Hats off to them, because like to the people who do it, because like, man, I can't, like, I've gotten to the point as a DM where I can't keep myself focused on the story long enough. That might just be my ADHD, but dog, it's tough. It is tough, because players good for love
3 to 10 episodes, you know. I can do that.
Yeah, for sure. Like even outside of like podcasting, like DMing these days is just so difficult. Matter of fact, we're talking about cozy stuff. The only game I'm really ever DMing is a game called Cottages and Cerberus, which is a cozy, it's like a cozy themed tabletop role-playing game where you're building up a house and you're doing like cozy stuff. And like your cottage has a ranking system, like in Fields of Mysteria and stuff like that. And you go off and fight. It's like Monster Hunter. Like you have to go out and you have to fight like a big monster, and you come back and you do slice of life stuff between then.
I'm on the webpage right now. I've never heard of this. This looks fantastic. I'm definitely gonna look into this.
It's so fun. I love it to pieces. But what is some of your favorite systems?
I love D&D. I'm going to say that, but I also hate D&D very much.
I get it.
I don't like it for a narrative podcast. I think some shows do it very well. Obviously, the very famous ones, The Adventure Zone and things like that, they nail D&D. But I think it's just a little too crunchy for a show, unless you really pare it down to something different than D&D. I'm in a weekly game that's not recorded. It's just at a house with friends. I love playing it, but it's not my favorite. Monster of the Week has a very special place in my heart. That was our season one. We did like 67 episodes of it and then some. And I think that system for teaching TTRPGs is one of, if not the best. Maybe that's a bias, obviously, because I know it inside and out and I can run it in my sleep. But I think it's just really narrative driven over mechanics driven, and it can make for very cinematic scenes and things like that, which I think if it's your first time playing, especially, you want that cool factor, even if you're playing the mundane or something like that, there's still a lot of opportunity for you to get that I'm a hero in this story cool factor. And I think that's super important for your first few games. We've played a lot of Starhold on our show. Kind
Starhold?
Of randomly, we got I ran one mini series of Starhold, which is a space sci-fi themed horror TTRPG, and we've played now a few different series with the base game, and Ian made a whole hack that makes it like the game Dredge. We did a whole like nautical horror. We put it out on our free feed recently. It's called Riptide from Crit's Riptide. It's 6 episodes or something, and it's all inspired by Dredge, and it's some of our best work. It's great. You should definitely listen to that.
Okay, can I go off on a little tangent, right quick?
Please, I'd love to hear it.
This is the reason why I love podcasts are tropes going out and making like audio drama podcasts based on like tabletops and stuff like that. Because like there are times where I'm sitting around and I'm like, God, I miss Mass Effect, but I've played Mass Effect so fucking much. I don't want to play Mass Effect again. I have played Mass Effect.
I can't see that happen to Solus again. No more. Yeah,
I know, right? I've done so many different playthroughs of that game, and I made it a point until like last year was the last time I did it, where I would play through the whole trilogy from start to finish. And wow. like I would get
not Andromeda though, not Andromeda though. Don't worry.
No, not Andromeda. I've only beaten that one twice. Don't mind me. And I'm like, God, I really want to hear something related to Mass Effect, like story wise, but like, I want to hear something unique. I want to experience something new in the universe. And I can go out right now, and I really have got to get these guys on this podcast. I need to make this a priority at some point. I can go out and find a podcast that is based off of Mass Effect with people doing role play for it and having fun and enjoying awesome? Themselves. It is. It's so cool. And I that's one of the reasons why I love role playing so much.
Yeah. I mean, Ian and I put together an entire Star Wars Powered by the Apocalypse game because we weren't happy with any of the Star Wars TTRPGs out there. So we made our own. And it is so much fun.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I encourage people to get into tabletops in the first place, where it's like, wow, you want more of this thing, but you don't know how to get it. So let me tell you a secret. You can sit down with your friends and just pretend. Isn't that
especially
cool?
Like these galactic universes like Mass Effect and Star Wars, there's so much lore that you could just take a paragraph out of like a thing you read in the game and make a whole story about it. I love stuff like that.
Yeah,
I wonder what's going on that planet. Let's make a 3-episode arc about it.
And with things like Dredge, like this, I said this the last episode, and I'm gonna say it this episode. This just proves my theory that if you want something bad enough, if you want to like continue a story bad enough, you can find a podcast, a book, like a tabletop role playing book, whatever. Of it out there somewhere.
I am loving your passion for everything going on right now, coming from being cozy playing a farming game. You're coming in hot. No, it's great. It's great.
I get really excited and passionate about this topic. I don't know what it is with me in this whole shebang. Maybe it's because I love building a community with other people. Like, I love the fact that role playing is basically just cooperative storytelling. And I can make a character and I can put my character out into the world and other people can interact with that character and it makes me feel good.
It's fun, isn't it? It's so much fun.
I gotta drink my water. I made myself lightheaded with that one. Anyways, do you mind if I ask you another question?
Please, yeah.
So do you prefer, because like I know that you say you enjoy more narrative experiences. Do you prefer like long-term or short-term games?
That's interesting. That's an interesting question. In podcasting or in real life?
This is your choice. This is all about you and your preferences on role-playing.
I like to have my cake and eat it as well. I love our full campaigns. We're 30 episodes into season 2 right now. I'm loving it. And at the same time, we're recording miniseries for Patreon and things like that. So I get to keep my long-term character and grow with that character and, you know, go through all the tribulations. But then I also get to have these little experiences where I can play a completely different character and dive into that for, you know, 6 episodes and then come right back out. I think both are very different and interesting. You have to really slow burn a long-term character, especially on a narrative podcast. You can't, you know, try to get to the end of your story so fast. You have to drop in the river and go with the flow. And in a one shot or a mini series, you do things more to get to the end goal instead of luxuriating in the world.
I love long-term role-playing. I like having a character for several months before I'm ready to let them go. And even at that point, I do not want to let them go. I want to keep role-playing that character. My current character in Elder Scrolls Online, because I do a lot of MMO role-playing, so my current character there, her name is Calipers, and
great name.
I've had her since Elder Scrolls Online launched.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have been I've been role-playing her like on and off like over the years. So I get it. And the moment she's done, I'm gonna probably cry.
a little bit. Yeah. It's hard to say bye to them, and it's also hard if like on a podcast, if your character is a favorite, people want you to play that character on other shows, or they want to run something for you, or they want you to come back and play that character again. And it's hard to close the casket on fan favorites.
I know. And if it's something that you personally enjoy too, it's like, it sucks. But like, I was going to say about the whole long-term, like long narrative role play, like eventually your character does eventually, you know, talk about the deep and the heavy stuff. I don't know why sometimes people will just lead with the deep and heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on. Wow. That was, I'm almost disappointed when that happens. I'm like, well, that's it.
Yeah. There's certain, you know, story tropes and, pathways that just kind of need to be followed to make an interesting narrative, you know. You can't put it all up forward, and there's nowhere to grow. If you put it all up at the top, you know, there needs to be growth, there needs to be waxing and waning of a character, just like a real person, you know.
Yeah, that's the fun of it, like
having
that character, like watching other people's characters interact with the world, is the point of pretending. Like, that's the whole idea of it. Like, so if it just like, if people just listeners, if you come on to, if you're hearing this, do not, I'm going to say this in a really weird way. All right. Do not blow your load the moment we meet, please. Please, like, the moment our characters come together, I don't want to know all the deep and dark and gritty stuff. I want to experience your character go through the world. That's what I like.
Something Ian did with our Dredge-inspired Riptide campaign, he said, I want you to make a character, and I want them to have a secret that they would take to the grave. Something that completely changed their life. You keep that secret in you, and if it comes up in the story and you want to tell that secret to somebody, you can, but I want you to know you don't have to. And that was like a great way to build a character from that little nugget of insecurity in that secret and go from there. And we all ended up telling each other those secrets. It was completely natural and in character, and it was just a great way to build out a character instead of building in a character.
And that's a good part of it, because like, you can use secrets as like a narrative driving force, right? Like that, let that be what a secret is, a narrative driving force, not a thing to whip out and kind of gloat about or to like show off. If you guys found out, right, that if I just came onto this podcast and be like, man, I smashed 3 McDoubles, right? Or 3 Big Macs, right? That's like, all right. But like, if I told you I'm going on a health journey because I used to eat 3 Big Macs back to back, and I'm ashamed of that, that holds a lot more impact than me just being like, yeah, I used to slam 3 Big Macs.
What a beautiful metaphor you've created.
You're welcome.
that was great.
Okay, hold on. Before anybody gets this in their heads, I did not, in fact, used to slam three
wink
Big Macs. Okay. I promise. I can't even get through half of a regular meal. Yeah, anymore. Because I've been going on a health journey for the last so odd months to make myself feel better. And I just realized that my fan is still blowing and my recording is how are you picking all that up?
Me looking at my fan to make sure it's turned off. It is very warm here in Atlanta, so it's rough out here.
Are you more into like combat? Like, what is your preferred genre of role playing?
Yeah, I mean, I am unfortunate for most of my co-players or co-host. I do a lot of talking around combats. I'm not adverse to combat, but most characters I play, unless I'm specifically playing a combat-oriented character, will try to convince, coerce their way out of situations. The player, the character I'm playing right now, Celeste in Season 2, is a bare-knuckle fighter. I don't have a weapon. I have a lasso, a slingshot, and my fists. So I do... He's like an older, gruff cowboy, and he tries to get out of fights, but it usually happens anyway, and then he has to punch the snot out of people. So I do enjoy it when it's happening, especially Iron Sworn, which is what we're playing for Season 2. Combat's very different than normal games.
Yeah.
I like to play characters that try not to fight, but when they do, they can absolutely kick ass.
Besides for the forum roleplay and the tabletop roleplay, have you done any other sort of roleplaying?
See, I cheated and listened to your other episodes, so I know you guys talked about cosplay, and I did used to. This is a secret. Not a secret, but this is something I don't know if many people who listen to my voice know, is that I used to be a Spider-Man cosplayer for quite some
Hell
time.
Yeah.
Here
Hell
in Atlanta, yeah. Which is a hot, terrible place to be a full bodysuit cosplayer, but I did things like, I got asked to come to, like, schools with kids and, like, be Spider-Man there, or, like, charity stuff and things like that. It was a lot of fun when I was, you know, in my early 20s and super fit and able to do that. But I, you know, had to be Spider-Man when I was Spider-Man, especially around kids and stuff. So that was, luckily I am a fanatic of sorts of Spider-Man, so I've got the character down pretty good. But that was my, like, first, I guess, professional foray into it. I wasn't really paid or anything for that, but before coming to podcasting, that's where I really got a joy from it, because like when a kid really thinks you're Spider-Man, that's like they freak out.
That must feel so good.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that must feel so cool. Oh god, you're actually cool.
Oh no,
I expect to have someone cool on my podcast.
A cool podcaster.
Oh god. So could you be convinced? I was about to ask this question, but I'm also thinking mm-hmm. about a cosplay that I want to do. I would love to do like an Agent Venom cosplay.
Oh my god, I love that.
I love Agent Venom for some odd reason. I don't know why. I just really like the idea of Venom with like
so cool.
AK, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But
I have my the top of my right thigh is Spider-Man and the back is Venom. So you're in good company.
Venom is so cool. I played Marvel Rivals for a very brief time just so I could play Venom.
I was playing before we got on this call. I'm going to be real with you.
Well, really quick before I ask you another question, do you have any more cosplays for the like future? Like, is that something that you want to get back into, or is that just, you know, you were Spider-Man and you're done with it?
You know, yeah, I used to go to Dragon Con a lot because it's right here. It's in my backyard, basically. So
yep.
That was a lot of fun, but it's just so damn hot and expensive. So I'm like, I'd like the idea of cosplaying. I think I'm out of my Spider-Man era and maybe in my like J. Jonah Jameson era, which would be fun. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like a closet cosplay, you know, that's something fun. Usually when we did live streams on Twitch for a while, I would dress up. If I was playing a game with a character, I would try to dress up as that character and things like that. So I do still enjoy it. It's just not front of mind right now.
there's so many, like, I want to do cosplaying because I think cosplaying would be a lot of fun, but I don't have the ability to do that right now because there's just so many other things and responsibilities I have to take care of. And yeah. Like role playing already, again, this is something I've complained about a lot in the last couple of episodes, but role playing takes just so much time. If you let it, it can consume so much of your time. I don't have time for all this and cosplaying.
Yeah, I just joined two other productions. Like I got a lot of podcasts coming out right now, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining, but it is very time consuming.
And that's something I've started to do recently is actually try to reach out and be like, and like see if people are taking like guests and like adding my name to the list and getting myself out there. And it's already like I got like 5 shows I'm supposed to go do, like all one shots basically, like 4 of them are one shots, or sorry, 3 of them are one shots. One of them is an improv show, which, you know, I'm still gonna count that. And the other is just like a normal interview thing. And I'm so busy now, I can barely do the MMO role playing that I'm doing.
What's really cool about the day and age we live in and the spaces that we make is, like, I play games with people in New Zealand or Japan, you know, and we have to, it's a fucking nightmare to schedule, but it's very cool to play with these people that I would never have met or played with, you know?
Right. It's so cool to be able to, like, use this as a means to, like, communicate with other people around the world. It's so much fun.
I mean, if I could, for a moment, just plug the Discord that you found me in, the actual place, which I'm a mod of, which is a whole, you know, server dedicated to AP shows like this, so we can all meet each other and be on each other's shows.
I'm so glad I found you guys, too. Like, talking with everybody and, like, just discussing the ins and the outs of it and just being like, I don't have a lot of people in my life I can look to and say, God, do I have to do social media to do this?
Yeah.
And how do I do that? But like I can actually like talk to you guys and get a vibe of like what I'm supposed to be doing.
You got a lot of people saying yes to this too when you brought it up in the guest request thing.
Oh gosh, yes. I got 20 between the first time I asked now, I got like 20 guests on the roster. Matter of fact, I had 3 that I was supposed to do yesterday. They all had to push it back, which is fine.
It's podcast 101.
Yeah, I have learned since then, because I was kind of dreading doing 3 sessions back to back. I have learned that I need to keep it at 2 at the most, 3-4 in a week is where I need to keep it. No more than 4.
yeah, I mean, you gotta keep yourself refreshed a little bit.
I hope you guys are enjoying the conversation so far. This is that point where I was going to throw in that second promo, like I promised at the beginning of the episode. So, this is a trailer for a show called Shadows in the Smoke, and I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet, but with the way that they tell it, it sounds really interesting, and I have absolutely every plan to go do so today, actually. Take the time to listen to this with me and tell me what you think, okay?
They say that the sun never sets on Queen Victoria's empire, but the same isn't true of the city at its heart. As night falls over London, murderers, monsters, and much worse stalk its cobblestone streets. When Scotland Yard fails to protect the innocent, the residents of Hargrave House step in. A cursed American on the run from his past.
People die every day here, Douglas.
A free-spirited Selkie torn between land and sea.
I cannot say that I have made the right choices.
An immortal beauty hiding a twisted reflection.
What a marvel to be aging in reverse.
And a troubled sorcerer stalked by dark entities.
For me, night holds no comfort nor terror.
Can these extraordinary individuals save the Sceptred Isle, or will they succumb to their own darkness and become little more than the monsters they once hunted? Join us as Kitchen Marlowe presents Shadows in the Smoke, a gothic horror actual play series. Available at Kitchen Marlowe, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Could you be convinced to get into any other avenues of role-playing?
Yes. Yes, I could be convinced. I could be convinced of a lot of things. What? Give me an example. Throw out something. I'll give you a yes or no off the cuff.
So let's say Final Fantasy 14. It's an MMO. Yeah. There are a lot of people in guilds and groups role playing in them. Groups actually make venues so you can go to them. They're like events and stuff like that. If you can remember, if you ever heard about this, about 2 years back, there was a exotic roleplay guild that advertised on a actual billboard down in Texas.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened after that. I think someone might have got banned or something. I really need to do the research on that because I kind of want to make a video about it. And I actually like want to go find the people and talk to them like as a role player, not just like as someone going, wow, that was weird. Why did that happen? And letting them explain to it. Like I actually want to talk to them about like the thought and the logic from a role player's perspective.
I think I could definitely get into something like that. I struggle, though, to separate professional and non-professional role-playing, and I struggle to make time at all, if any, for non-professional role-playing. Really, I keep it to my D&D game, and it's something I should probably get over so I can let myself have a little joy, but I feel like if I'm not recording something, I could be recording something and making content. Which is, it's dark, but it's like, it's the world, man. If you want to...
No, I get it.
Pump out, you gotta pump out.
My friend, and I'm sorry, people who are listening, I'm gonna start bitching about podcasts again.
Is that what we're here to do? Hold on.
I have a friend who tried very hard to get me into Warhammer, and I was like, I'm interested in the lore of Warhammer, 40K. And they started to try to explain it to me. Like, we actually made, like, nights to sit down and talk about this. And instead of just being appreciative of the gesture where they're, like, going to sit down and talk to me about lore and stuff like that, maybe get me interested in it. I am not a Warhammer fan, FYI. And instead of just appreciating them doing this gesture for me, I kept thinking about how I could make content out of it. And that... is kind of a shitty feeling, if I'm being 100% honest.
It really is.
Like my whole idea was like, hey, you two could just like talk to me about the lore, and I'll give you questions about it, and I'll learn, and we'll make content and stuff like that. And thank God my friend said no, because I don't fucking want to. I don't even know what I was thinking. I don't want to do that.
And I think I'll be. The same hand, it's like I do put a lot of work into characters, into voices for characters and things like that. So like, usually if I'm doing a voice for an outside of recording game, I'm gonna steal that own voice for a character in a recording game because it gives me a lot of practice getting good at it. I mean, you know, if I'm playing 5 hours on a Saturday for D&D, I'm gonna use that to practice a voice.
I know a lot of people kind of get into podcasting, tabletops, like audio play podcasts to help get better at voice acting. I am horrible at voice acting. I have this deep voice and that's as far as it goes. How do you do like, because you said you put a lot of time into your characters' voices.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I will latch on to an accent or a voice that I hear and then meticulously listen to it again and again and again and say it and try to match it as I'm listening to it. There's a website called IDEA, I think, International Database of something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a database online with accents from every region of every country. And you could just go on there, and they all read the same script in their accents. They're all various ages, so you can, like, even narrow it down there. Gender, age, region, and you can just, for free, so listen cool. to all these great voices. It is incredible.
Oh, man! I wish I had known about this. Yeah.
Let me find it so I can actually, like, say the right thing. I think it's called IDEA.
And you guys can find the link down below in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's for English dialects from all over the world. It's International Dialects of English Archive, or IDEA.
Oh, incredible. That's so cool. That is so cool. Because, like, I had, back to that aforementioned community Discord that you and I are a part of, where we talk to, like, all the other, you know, podcasters, all the other cool podcasters.
Yeah.
If you want to be cool, you gotta find us. I don't know how they find us. I was invited. I just said that so smugly.
You can, you know, you can put a link in the show notes of this episode.
I didn't know I was allowed to do that. So, yeah, I'll definitely do that. I didn't know I was allowed to do that.
You can do whatever you want. I'm a mod.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I have permission. You all heard it.
Mm-hmm, you all heard it.
So, I did a, I met somebody, our Ben, who does the Cybertopia podcast.
Yeah, yeah, put I out did a voice call. For them recently.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, I did one of their voices as well, and they were like, talk to me, and they were like, they have this Cockney accent, and I was like, oh God, I don't know how to do a Cockney
accent. I wasn't prepared.
I was not prepared for, like, I told him, like, because they needed it to be kind of rushed, and I told him, I was like, hey, I'm very American, like, I'm sorry, I just had to say, yeah, I have this deep voice, I grew up down in New Orleans, sometimes my Creole, like, slips out of me, and they were okay with it, so I did my best, and I listened to the episode, and I was cringing at myself, because I can't take compliments. Anyways.
Not to plug my own show to you again, but our season one is New Orleans, Mississippi adjacent. Ryan and Katie are both from there. The other co-host I have, and it all takes place on the Panhandle. If you're looking for some of that down-home vibe.
Oh, yeah. To get off that last topic completely, this is something I really enjoy about role-playing. And I like role-playing in fantasy worlds, right? Like, I'm a big...
Oh, yeah.
I like getting out of this world and into a different one entirely. But as I have gotten older, I've come to really appreciate people who use like actual kind of sort of locations. Like, yeah, they can be fictional locations, but actually set here in modern day XYZ is really fun.
I mean, there were some challenges too. Like, we started doing it, and then, like I said before, the pandemic hit, so like, we were like, do we add that to this world? Like, do we bring that horribleness in? And we decided not to. I think Ian planned a one-off joke at some point that never got recorded or made it in, where, like, somebody was, like, dismissing COVID because it was a bunch of, you know, down south folks. But we never mentioned it at all. We had, unfortunately, like a magical disease arc during the pandemic, which we put a disclaimer beforehand, like, hey, we know it's rough out there. If you don't want to listen to this, skip. That's totally okay.
I get it. I feel like as people, like, as generations come and go, right? Because, like, you know, 20, 30 years, people will probably use COVID as a point in, like, their storytelling when they do that.
Oh, yeah. Much, some movies are already coming out for sure.
Yeah, like we, like, I think I listened to a podcast recently, and I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but I'll put it in the Discord or the description below, where they were using the Black Plague as like a pivotal point in their storytelling. And I was actually thinking about that in like regards to COVID. And I was like, wow, at some point, someone out there is going to, like, as tragic as COVID was, as tragic as the plague death was, somebody is going to use it as like a story point. And it sucks for us because you and I lived through it.
Yeah.
But for them, you know, 40 years out down the road, people who are now 20 and 30 years old at that point are going to just look at it as like this bad point in history. Let's use that as a focal point.
Yeah. I mean, like,
oh my God, that's actually going to happen at some point. I'm going to be alive during that time too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pandemics and media is interesting. Like, I read The Stand during the pandemic, coincidentally, and it's just so strange to see somebody theorizing about what it would look like while I'm living day to day what it looks like. Obviously, The Stand is much more intense and deadly.
Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, what we went through was very intense and deadly as well. So, like, it's hard not to bring some of that in. But to answer your question about voices, before I learned about IDEA, I used to like listen to NPR and practice the voices that they were doing because they were either very interesting because they're radio hosts or like they interviewed people from all over the world with fun accents. So, you know, if there was a good Irish accent or something coming on, I would try to emulate that. I'm no good at Irish accents, but I did try a lot. And like, you know, my character right now is deep southern cowboy, so it's very low and slow, like a cowboy, you know. So,
yeah,
it's just playing with how low or how high you can get. I played a character named Icky, who was quite the opposite. I was like, hello, I'm Icky, you know. So you just got to see how high and how low you can go and just play with it and move your face around weird to try to make the voice come out different. Like, I recorded this very... I explained him and his voice like Billy Butcher with a broken jaw, if you know Billy Butcher from The Boys. And I had to contort my face in such a way to play this character. That's the one I played for Riptide, to where, like, I was sore after our recordings because I was in such a crunched position.
Oh, man. You gotta, just, do you think I could get
play with
weird pivot? Yeah. Completely not actually.
It's all pivots today. It's totally fine.
It absolutely is. Not a question I normally ask, like, while I'm recording. Do you think I could somehow finagle Ian to come onto the podcast? Because I want to talk about this Dredge podcast really badly.
He would love it. Yeah.
Oh,
I will let him know, and I'll let you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
He just got back from Gen Con, so I think he's probably invigorated with podcast chutzpah.
And everybody who's listening to this, that is literally how podcasting works. That is literally like all of our, that's the beginning point. It's, hey, do you want to do this thing? Yes. Awesome. No. All right. If you change your mind, let me know.
You know, we do a lot of making up characters and stuff for the show and making up worlds, but we don't often get to talk about ourselves or be ourselves. So this is a nice opportunity.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Cause like, role playing is so awesome, yet it is seen as this weird thing that at one point was considered evil if you're talking about D&D. And I like just reaching out and talking to the actual people behind the characters and going, why are we doing this? Who are you? Would you like to be my friend?
Isn't it weird? It's a similar tangent. Isn't it weird that Stranger Things kind of brought D&D to the public eye 10 years ago when it came out? It's wild, isn't it? Because, like, I was like, now everybody's going to know what I'm doing in the basement secretly. They can see it. It's wild, because it really became, like, Critical Role blew up after that. Like, everybody knew what D&D was.
Yeah, and I'm actually okay. I haven't seen the newest season of Stranger Things. Okay. I think I stopped it at 2. Broski disappeared, and I think Russia was involved. I don't know. But when that came out, I was watching it, and I had taken like a lull from role playing.
Mm-hmm.
For a while because I was just working a lot and I just did not want role-playing to become a thing because I know how I can be and MMO role-playing is very accessible.
And it was before role-playing was cool.
Yeah, and it was before role-playing was cool. I wasn't going to do that crap. Anyways, and when that came out, I was like, I'm going to get back into role-play. I'm going to start doing it again. I'm going to find myself a group or a guild to be a part of. And I haven't stopped since, so I'm both glad and slightly annoyed that so many people are getting into D&D specifically because of Stranger Things, but there are more people who like to play tabletop.
Exactly,
now.
Yeah, and it's a lot less stigmatized.
Yeah, and so thank fuck, man.
Yeah,
I actually have gone to someone's home who believed wholeheartedly that the satanic panic was real. Not to get deep into it, but that is still a thing that is very much believed today, and it completely like blew my mind when I heard it.
Yeah, we're in the South. There's a lot of things that'll blow your mind.
And with that said, hey, guess what?
What's that?
We've been recording for an hour, so we have to come to a stop. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I know. We were having so much fun, right?
Yeah. So much. We're just getting started.
I know. there's one last thing I like to ask in these shows is that if you have any advice to people role-playing, it doesn't matter what avenue or format or whatever, your advice, do you happen to have any that you could give?
I think that when you first start, it's going to be horrifying. I remember when I was introducing my first D&D character, I'm pretty sure I blacked out and got through it and woke up on the other side feeling like I just ran a marathon to a group of, you know, people smoking cigarettes in a basement that I didn't even know. It's going to be terrifying. Yeah. It's going to be terrifying, but it's going to get easier and it's going to be more fun every single time you do it. And even if you go in with a background in, you know, acting and you crush it on your first time, it's still going to get more fun and easier every time you do it. And, try to play someone that isn't yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. If you think you're someone who's going to run in to save somebody every time, try to play someone who hesitates before that just to see what it feels like to put yourself in someone else's shoes. It's to play a bad character if you're feeling saucy, you know, just try to put yourself in other people's shoes that you take from the world around you so that you can better understand the people you meet on a day-to-day life in the world around you, because you will be a better person for it.
To add on to this, right, like I think once you get to the point where you realize that you are stepping out of yourself, and it's like okay to step out of yourself and into another character, it becomes just phenomenally easier to relax and have fun with the rest of the group.
It's a great thing. I recommend it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I appreciate you coming on. I really do. Thank you so much. My son's here. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me specifically on Blue Sky at OHITSCAP. You can find me being a character on Shrimp and Crits, bi-weekly actual play podcast. Season 2's on now, Season 2 Dania. Season 1's completed, Monster of the Week. You'll love it. But you can find me everywhere. You can find me on Discord at It's Cap. I'm here. DM me. Let's talk about podcasts.